All right, folks, welcome to the Getting Your Edge podcast. My name is Dennis.
And hi, I'm Judy Grattan.
And we're here to help you right-size your home and your life. Good day, all, and we're ready to start Getting Your Edge, How to Right-Size Your Home and Life podcast. I'm your co-host, Dennis Day. And I'm here with my other co-host, Judy Grattan. Welcome.
Hello.
And Judy, we've been talking about downsizing on this podcast for about a year and a half.
I know.
You've talked about downsizing for quite a while as well.
About 2 or 3 years.
So, have you started?
No. No. Here, I'm telling everyone else how to do it, and I haven't started.
Well, tell us, what specific concerns or fears do you have about downsizing into a smaller home that maybe has you stuck?
I think it's the starting. Oh, well, there's many, but, you know, we've been in the home that we're currently in right now for 34 years, maybe. And there's a lot of stuff here. I have way too much stuff, and getting rid of it is difficult. Almost all of it has history, and like I've told other people, take pictures, write it on a card. I haven't started that. I have actually gone through a few things, and I've selected that's going away, but not even nearly enough. Going through the stuff is very, very difficult. Letting go of it. And it feels weird. You know, it feels like I'm closing a chapter, and that's kind of sad. So that's part of the issue right there. It's just, I'm overwhelmed with the stuff. I'm emotional about the stuff. And really, I don't want it anymore. It's like I opened my cabinet door the other day to get my crock pot out, and there was this turkey casserole thing in there that I have never, ever used. And I'm like, why is that sitting there? And there was a French press coffee maker I've never used, but I might. I took the turkey casserole thing out, but the coffee maker is still sitting up there, and I need to get it out because I've never used it, and I don't know how many years I've had it, and so it's got to go away. And that's it's hard. It's just hard.
Why do you want to downsize?
We live in, it's myself, my husband, Jim, who's works with us. And then we have a disabled son, Skylar, who is 32. And suddenly we're in a house that is way too big. It's 2 stories. My husband just had knee surgery. And so daily right now to take care of him, I'm going up and down those stairs at least 15, 20 times a day. I'm really getting good exercise, but I'm exhausted. And then it's on a fairly large lot. And I love gardening, but it's getting to be too much. There are so many other things that I'd rather do than take care of the yard now. So are the main reasons. Oh, and beyond that, I really want to move to the beach. So.
Have you spoken to others about their downsizing experience?
Oh, yeah. Being in real estate for as long as I've been in real estate, I have dealt with many people who have downsized either by choice or by necessity. And I've seen the good, the bad, and the ugly on how that goes. And that's very frightening to me. I don't want to end up in a situation where I don't get to say what stays, what goes, where I go, that sort of thing. And so I have talked to a lot of people about it. I've talked to others that are in the same boat that I'm in. They're so overwhelmed and afraid they don't want to do it. And that's basically when we talked about starting the podcast, that was the reason I felt that I wanted to help people with ideas that could hopefully help them make decisions about how to do it. So it's not that I don't know how, it's just, it's overwhelming and it's scary and it's emotional. And right. And that's what everybody else that I have dealt with has gone through.
Are there any financial considerations that have contributed to your hesitation to downsize?
Well, right now, we still have a mortgage on our house, and we have this wonderful 3.5% interest rate that during an emergency period in the United States, interest rates went down to that. That is not normal, never has been. In fact, 6 and 7% were considered average 4 and 5 years ago. 18 years ago, they were higher than that. So, you know, I know people aren't really interested, and I get it, that it's what they can get today. But it's really hard to give up that 3.5% interest rate and look at buying anything at 7, because it basically brings your buying power down by about half. Mm-hmm. So you're paying twice as much in an interest rate. Your payments will be, to keep the same kind of payment that we're comfortable with, would cut the value of the home that we could buy. So that interest rate is hard to give up.
Yeah. Is there a chance that by selling your home that there would not be a need to finance at another site in the Long Beach area?
It would not probably meet our goals, okay. Meet what I want. I want an ocean view, and I want, to be honest with you, downsizing to a smaller home is probably not, it's not my choice, just because we have so many. My husband is a musician, and one whole room is devoted to music. Then my son, who is 32, we made this horrible mistake of remodeling and giving him a man cave. And he has, you know, his recliner in there and his desk in there and his bed in there. And if I can't find a place to accommodate that for him. So as much as I would be fine going to a two bedroom, they would not. So probably not going to work unless it was really an emergency and you didn't have a choice.
Well, how about the rest of your family? I mean, you're ready, but you're hesitating. How about Jim and Skylar? What do they think about downsizing?
I think Jim is ready. We love Long Beach, Washington, and we have a small condo down there. Skylar does not want to move at all. He was born and raised in this house, in this town, and he does not want to move. And that's tough. You know, he's just never, ever moved. So he doesn't know what it's like. And he does have some delays that makes it hard for him to rationalize and understand change. So anyway.
And that's part of his disability.
That's part of his disability.
Yeah.
No getting around it. Not going to change his mind.
That's not uncommon with everybody. I remember when my parents long, long ago were talking about moving. We just begged them to move to a house that we would not have to change schools.
Right. Well, the good news is
it was terrifying.
Skylar isn't in school anymore. He's been looking for a job, and he's got some good things going on here, which I don't know how we would accommodate that. Because Long Beach is on a good day, 4 hours from where we are, and on a traffic day, 6, as you well know.
So, yeah.
Anyway, yeah. So I don't know. I don't know how it's all. And that's the other thing. I'm just torn about taking him out of his environment where he's comfortable. I'm looking into other avenues for him, but they're not. None of them are really jump up and down exciting.
So what advantages do you see in a downsize?
Not having that yard. That'll be, you know, the house may not be much smaller, but the yard will not be this big. Hopefully not having the stairs, because that's a huge concern. The stairs, the yard, I think I would just have a lot more peace of mind, not worrying about those things.
Mm-hmm. A lot of things we've talked about are the fears or the concerns or how am I going to do this? Are there other things, maybe besides the stairs, that are that you look forward to in a smaller space in a small town?
The community in Long Beach is wonderful, and we really look forward to that. Jim is already very involved in the music industry. Getting up in the morning and seeing that ocean every morning will be really great for me. And simplicity. Getting rid of the stuff is going to simplify my life. We have a blog. It is on our website, edgegroupteam.com. And I am going to chronicle my efforts on the blog in hopes that people can go there and at least if this is something that they want to do or they've been thinking about it, just started the blog, writing it about stuff, because that's the thing. That's where I am right now. I'm stuck on the stuff and I've got to get rid of it. I'm going to have a major garage sale in May. I bought boxes and I actually have one almost full. So I am doing some things. Jim is stuck on a couch right now. So I am handing him stacks of CDs and it's like, get rid of them. You know, that's the Beatles. I don't care. You can stream it. Get rid of them. So I'm torturing my husband because he can't stand to get rid of music.
Yeah, I'm not sure when the last time I listened to a CD. I know I have some around. I have
a piece of equipment that plays it. My car still plays CDs, but I very rarely do.
Yeah, right. Well, thank you, Judy, for sharing your story. I think we had some big news in the real estate world where there was a story about a huge settlement between the National Association of Realtors.
Class action lawsuit, there were two. I don't know if the second one has been settled or not. Right now, there is a lot of misinformation flying around. People have not done enough research before reporting on the outcomes. They are leading people to believe that they don't have to pay their real estate agent. And I'm sorry, but it's really tough for real estate, for anybody to work for free. It's kind of like, would you? The bottom line that I've been in, and right now it is in flux. First of all, the judge has to agree to the settlement between National Association of Realtors and the class action group. And then the DOJ has to agree. And that probably won't happen until July. So right now everything is status quo. But after that, because the majority of multiple listing services, and that's where all agents put their listings so that other agents can find them for their buyers, are owned by the National Association of Realtors in the United States. And they have agreed as part of the settlement, if it comes into play, that they will not publish buyer agency commissions in the listings anymore, which leaves the buyer's agent not knowing what the pay was. And so now it will become, and it already is in the state of Washington, a law. We must have a buyer agency contract with a buyer before we can even show them a house. The biggest issue for buyers is many of them get financing. And they have money for a down payment, and then they have closing costs of roughly 3% normally. The loan went to the seller, and the seller paid the buyer's agent. So the money has just kind of filtered over into the seller's side, and then the seller has paid the buyer agent. And now we're not quite sure how that's going to work out. So at this point in time, there is a lot of misinformation that is leading people to believe that they don't have to pay real estate agents. Everybody is going to be affected by this and how buyers agents get paid and by whom.
And it's kind of scary, in my opinion, a little scary for buyers because they're going to be in circumstances that it's possible that they will be expected to pay the commission. And it's not something that can be financed at this time.
it can't be financed. So the options available for that are, again, to ask the seller for concessions to pay allowable closing costs and commissions.
Yeah, it was presented in the media as a done deal, and it's really not.
No.
I mean, there's still many steps to go. Media
that it would save you thousands of dollars, and that is not necessarily the case.
Well, we'll try and keep you informed, keep our listeners informed as this works out. A lot has to be done. It's not even supposed to be fully settled until July. So there's more to come, and then it's going to take some time to figure out how it all works. We've depended on the model that has been kind of seller pays both buyer and seller commissions. Right. And that's just what happens now is unknown. And we'll keep an eye out. Go to edgegroupteam.com to take a look at Judy's what's the blog.
And see how her, please.
See the progress or not the progress.
Thank you, Dennis, for your
It is a journey. So thanks so much for coming in. We appreciate you as listeners. You can always find us at edgegroupteam.com if you have questions, concerns. And we've got kind of a new motto. Let's talk about that. Less house, more home. You will be the downsizing expert because you're going through it and you'll be chronicling it and telling people about your feelings and struggles and so forth. Thanks, Judy. You have a great rest of your week, and we'll see you next time. That's it, folks. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned for future episodes wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks. Goodbye.